Hello and welcome to episode 8 of our Trainee Times podcast series. My name is David Pritchard, head of marketing at Sintons, joined again today by my co-host, Leah Greenwell, who is a fifth year solicitor apprentice here at Sintons, and also delighted to be joined today by our guest, Sabrina Jackland, who is a first year solicitor apprentice here at Sintons. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you for having us again.
Looking forward to it.
I introduced Leah actually as my co-host, but just recorded episode 6 with Nathan and she wasn't at that one either. So it's actually 3 episodes I've now had to record alone. So I think she's going to be demoted from co-host to, I think, temporary co-host.
What? This is an outrage.
Okay, so episode 8, over halfway through this series, can you believe it?
We're getting through them quite quickly.
We are, aren't we? We are. Really pleased to have Sabrina here with us today. We're going to talk to Sabrina a little bit about herself and her route into law and her route into Sintons. We are then going to talk about the solicitor apprentice journey, so a little bit about the apprenticeship scheme and how you can apply, with us now accepting applicants to join us as solicitor apprentices in September 2022. We're going to find out a little bit about Sabrina outside of work. We are, of course, going to tell you about the graduate opportunities with Sintons at the moment, and then we're going to answer the left field question which Leah has set for us today, which she actually won't tell us about. Usually we have a little bit of time at least to slightly prepare.
Stop laughing at myself all morning.
Worries me greatly. So this one's obviously very, very left field. If it's too much, needless to say, it'll be edited out and we'll ask something a little bit more sensible, I think. So with that said, Sabrina, hello.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. We're looking forward to this one. Tell us a little bit about you then. Your background, how you decided on law, how you came to apply at Sintons, when you applied at Sintons. Tell us everything we want to know.
Okay, so I grew up in Ponteland and I just went to my local comprehensive school. And I went there from year 7 all the way up until sixth form. Mm-hmm. And it was probably around like year 9 when I decided that law would actually be something I would want to pursue. I just thought it would be really interesting. I like attention to detail. Science wasn't my strong subject. So I thought, more writing, English, that kind of thing. So that ties in quite nicely with law. And again, you get to help lots of different people and it's great working alongside all these professionals. And then that was also when I came across the apprenticeship route. Your year, Leah, was the first to start. And it sounded like the perfect route because you can avoid all of the university costs but then get an immense amount of experience. So I had my eyes on the apprenticeship.
Okay.
And it was really good. I tried to get a bit of work experience, which I think helped like consolidate my decision to actually go into law. And then I did my A-levels and applied. And
So you'd actually seen it at the end of your GCSEs and then did your A-levels, right?
Yeah. Okay. I think that it was quite good having that in the back of my mind that that would be kind of what I was aiming towards.
That's some determination, isn't it?
That's really good. Because
to have known that far in advance.
Yeah, I think me and Nathan, we both said that when we were in school, particularly sixth form, the higher degree apprenticeship route was a bit unheard of at the time. I know I'm a year above Nathan in terms of school years. Mm-hmm. So when I was in sixth form, higher degree apprenticeships weren't really a thing. And I think by the time Nathan was then in sixth form, they started to come about a little bit more. So I think it's really good that your school were on top of advertising it and making that an available route.
No, it's really good. And I would say one thing that I did, which I thought was quite helpful, was I went along to the open evenings before I could actually apply. So I got to meet Saffron, Leah, mm-hmm. All of you guys beforehand. And I think just kind of listening to your experience and also hearing your tips, I would say if you have the opportunity to come along to those.
I've always heard really good things about the open evenings, actually.
The open evenings, they're really good fun, actually. Sabrina, you'll be probably doing them shortly and you'll be going on to Northumbria. I remember doing one with Nathan when we were second year apprentices, and it's brilliant because they're really well attended. You have a lot of students and from so many different backgrounds with all different reasons why they want to go down the solicitor apprenticeship route, and they're really, really informative, and you really get a bit of a flavour for all the different firms in Newcastle, what type of things they're offering, and obviously just how amazing Sintons is.
Definitely the best.
So you finished your A-levels,
mm-hmm.
put your application in.
Yeah.
Tell us what happened next.
So because of the year I was in, our A-levels actually got cancelled. So
of course.
Yeah, it was a bit of a nightmare
year. Yeah, imagine.
Load of exams. And after that was when we started hearing back from the apprenticeship programmes. So my summer was spent like having interviews and then doing the work experience at the different firms that we got offers from. So it was really good. We actually got to come into Sintons, meet everyone, try our different departments. And after that, we heard back about the offers, and it's funny because I was actually on my Duke of Edinburgh Gold Award.
Wow.
I think I remember this
climbing up a mountain. And I emailed Claire from my tent with one bar of Wi-Fi being like, I am so sorry if I don't answer a call. I didn't know I was gonna get the job offer at this point, so it was a very like concerned email that I was not gonna answer. And then climbing these mountains, not knowing, I had no Wi-Fi, it was horrific. And then when I got back to the car after mm-hmm. 4 days of rain and 12 kilograms on your back, my mum said that Claire'd spoken to her and I got the job.
Fantastic.
Here. So it's a nice way to end the DOV programme. So and then here I am in September, I started.
Quite a few people throughout the podcast series have been rang at different times. So Nathan was
half
telling
asleep.
Us a story how he did a night shift and the phone had woke him up. And I think he responded in the way that he had meant to, and then quickly rang later to express how enthusiastic he was. And there was one of the other people we were speaking to, I think was on holiday with a massive time difference. So they'd got rang about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning or something like that.
Wow.
Okay, so you were accepted and you started with us in September last year.
Yeah.
You've gone straight into neurotrauma. Mm-hmm. Tell us how you've found the department and talk to us a little bit of how you've found the culture of the firm. We've talked about culture a lot, mm-hmm. bearing in mind you had gone and done work experience in various firms. So tell us a little bit about the department and then tell us how you found things so far.
So the neurotrauma department is like a really good one to start with, because I feel like it's a very rewarding department because you're working with people that have been involved in serious accidents and you're helping them to get compensation. I think it's really nice to actually meet the clients, and my supervisor gets me along to lots of different meetings, so it's a really good department to get lots of experience, which I'm enjoying.
So your supervisor's Kate.
Oh yeah, Kate.
Yeah.
So Kate's had a lot of plaudits in this podcast series already, and saw her the other day when I passed her as we were passing on the street out there at lunchtime, and I told her how she needed to basically listen to episodes 5, 6 and to tell her now about this episode, because she gets
a very
good response, doesn't she?
She's a bit of a celeb in the apprenticeship scheme. She interviewed me and Nathan, so she was involved right from the outset. Kate has loads of experience in terms of the apprenticeship route, the process, especially from a supervision point of view. You know, she's absolutely brilliant, and she's exceptional to learn from as well. So
it's just what's always struck me about her is the amount of time she'll willingly give.
Yeah.
And that's indicative of, and we've talked about this at length, haven't we? That's indicative of the firm as a culture, just generally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's a great department, doing great things for clients. You mentioned, obviously, you're dealing with clients who have had serious life-changing injuries and you're arranging compensation package. But in addition to that, it's the rehabilitation, and it's how people live the rest of their lives and how we can support that. So there's a lot to it, isn't there?
And I think it's good because, like you say, Kate really gets you involved as an apprentice. And to think back when I started, just not even knowing how to compose an email to a client. And slowly but surely, you're learning all of these things that I guess at uni you just wouldn't really know.
Yeah.
Like, how to write an email, even though it's such a simple thing.
I know, it's a brilliant part of the apprenticeship, because you do come out of school and perhaps you're not always taught those practical skills that you feel are so basic and you should know, but if nobody's ever shown you to do it, then how else are you supposed to know? So the apprenticeship's brilliant. It just, especially the first year that you have with Sintons, we always say it's about making sure that the apprentice is settled in, they're getting used to kind of how we work at Sintons, so It's all about those little things like composing an email or drafting a letter.
I think you hit the nail on the head in episode 4, 1, 3, 7, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. When you said there's a lot of difference in studying law to practicing law.
There's a huge difference, I think.
I think you hit the nail on the head, and because you are working in such a supportive environment with really experienced people who have trained themselves, and it's, we always talk about this reciprocal nature, don't we, in terms of people putting time into your career and you putting time into someone else's career, and they will do the same, and hopefully the best parts of your kind of your repertoire will survive much longer than you actually physically practicing or working, because hopefully you're passing these things down. So it is a nice thing to be part of, and I guess that's the family vibe, the kind of family element of Sinton's, really. How have you found the culture and I guess the support from your other trainees?
That was something I was really concerned about, because I was thinking, I'm going to be like the baby of the firm, like 18, what am I doing with all of these high-flying solicitors?
You blink, Sabrina, and the next thing you know, you'll be 50-hour apprentices, like what me and Nathan are, so it does fly over.
Blink, Sabrina, and the next time you know, you'll be in your 40s.
You'll blink, Sabrina, and then suddenly remember that David left school in 1992.
Still young.
The amount of grief I've got for that, Sabrina, honestly. And she just, every podcast.
Sorry, we were
saying, we were talking about you, Sabrina.
Oh, yeah? No. But this is what I mean. Like, everyone's so friendly and so supportive. And the trainees, like, we all get along really well. Looking forward to the trainee challenge. We go out, and even though it's like a professional environment, we're just like a great big group of friends, I would say.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I always found that from the very first day that I started, the trainee group just, you know, they kind of just take you under their wing. And of course, you know, when me and Nathan did start, we were the first apprentices, so the trainee group had always just been a group of trainees, but they've always just classed us as apprentices as being part of that trainee group, and we've always been involved in everything that they do, and I think that's brilliant.
I love the fact that we've spoken now to all the solicitor apprentices. You've all got a slightly different story, haven't you? All got a slightly different route. I love the fact that you knew for a couple of years, not only did you want to do this in terms of law, but you actually knew the route you wanted to take, which I think is great. And I suppose that allows you in some way to focus on it, doesn't it? And prepare for it at appropriate amounts of time leading up to it.
I mean, because likely I could have had the opportunity to go to university, and I did apply and I got the offers. But it was a month before I was about to sit my exams when I was like, you know what, actually no, like this isn't what I want to do. So I deferred the offers, and like I did have my heart set on the apprenticeship. And if I wasn't, I was going to have a gap year, and yeah, I just see why I was going to go, because although university, that's the traditional route, I think if you can actually try something else, then go for it.
Absolutely, agree completely, entirely. Well, I think we've covered work quite appropriately there. Tell us a little bit about you outside of work. And we've had some really quite varied responses, haven't we?
Yeah.
And some varied hobbies and activities outside work. I think we're going to go some way to top Amy's travelling and Ben's wild swimming, I think. But tell us a little bit about you outside of work, Sabrina.
So a hobby that I've recently got into is golf.
Right,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Kate will definitely love that, won't she?
Yeah,
very keen golfer.
She's a very keen golfer, isn't she?
She's a very good golfer
as
well.
She's a very good golfer.
Going to have to definitely get a bit better before I can start going along to your little golfing things.
My friend of mine played on the same team as Kate in our client golf day last September, October. Mm. Lovely guy, I've known him for years and years and years. And he came in, he said, what a lovely lady she is. He said, mind, she can't half hit the ball. I think Kate was easily out driving him.
Mm-hmm.
So she's tremendous.
She's pro.
She
got some lessons from Kate there.
I think so. So other than golf?
And then I go to the gym. I have a pretty basic answer. And then I enjoy skiing.
Okay.
So again, another bonus of the apprenticeship route is that I'm actually going skiing with the university. So I know.
That is incredible.
So I'm going on the university ski trip, and then that'll be good fun.
I guess our invite got lost, Leah.
I think it did get lost. I think it might be in the polls somewhere.
I think we'll just have to sit here and keep podcasting, I think.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to be podcasting from the slopes now, are we?
So, at this point of the podcast, just want to remind our listeners, and I'm sure you are listening to these podcasts in order, and suggest you do, because there is a bit of a chronology to what we're talking about, but we are now recruiting for trainee solicitors to join us in September 2024, mm-hmm. and solicitor apprentice to join us this September in 2022, and we are actively recruiting for those now. Closing dates are on the website. The closing date for the solicitor apprentice is much shorter. That does end towards the back end of February. So please do. Leah will give you the web address.
It is www.sintons.co.uk.
All the information you can need, whether you're looking at the training contract route, whether you're looking at the solicitor apprenticeship route, lots of information on there. Generally do suggest you check it out. Comments from the people that are here, some really, really good brochures, and we cover a lot of what we're covering in here in terms of, you know, who Sintons is, our vision, our values, our clients, what we look for, what we expect. And as I mentioned, Sabrina and I are going to talk a little bit about now the apprenticeship journey. Also, importantly, I should just have said there, and I have done in every other podcast, so I should do it now, the links to apply are on the website. So the all important links in terms of how you apply. We've given you tips in the past in terms of how you approach that and the time you put into it. So do listen to this in chronological order. Right, Sabrina, let's talk about the solicitor apprenticeship in terms of how we apply. So quickly for me, some key points as to the solicitor apprenticeship, okay? So if you want to become a solicitor, you are worried about the university fees, seriously, this is a route to consider. Sintons, as we talked about in the past, is one of the very best law firms in the Northeast. We're an award-winning law firm, and we're known for the close and supportive working environment we offer. So starting a solicitor apprenticeship with Sintons is just the beginning of your legal career. And as we've talked about at length, we will work with you to enable you to become the best lawyer possible, because after all, you are the future talent of the firm. So you'll benefit from working alongside some of our leading lawyers who are regionally and nationally recognized, and you'll be supported in every way to your qualification. Okay, so 6 years studying,
yeah.
4 years university,
yeah, mm-hmm.
two further years
the SQE,
and then at that point
qualification.
No university debt.
No.
Paid a wage throughout.
6 years experience.
6 years experience. Exposure of working in a full service law firm across a multitude of departments. And at the end of it, you are a fully qualified lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Which is phenomenal. It's a phenomenal route, okay? So you'll work in at least four different legal departments over the 6 years. That's the guarantee. You would end up degree-wise qualifying with an LLB honours in legal practice. Your first 2 years are, as they were with you, Leah, likely to be in the same department,
mm-hmm.
as you get to grips with the world of work while studying and the world of law as well. So the apprenticeship does combine practical work-based learning with formal study. And you do, we've talked about this today, haven't we? You gain valuable real life experience, and you enhance your commercial understanding, and basically as you grow in confidence in your work, you've talked to yourself about not necessarily knowing the right format in sending emails, and obviously that's something that you will learn sort of as you develop. Okay, so Sabrina, tell us a little bit about how you apply.
So the first stage is a written application that you can fill out online, and that will go to the university and they will pick out the candidates from there. Then after you've done that, you then go on to the next stage, which is like a big group assessment. So if you're selected, you will, and mine was online. I don't know if this year's will be online or if it's in person.
I think we're hoping to do face to face.
Okay, so that'll be even better. So you meet all the other candidates and you'll work together in groups, and you also have a written assessment, which is, don't panic about it, it's quite good. Once you're in there, you just read the question and answer it to the best of your ability, and should you be successful, you then go on to an interview. So my interview was actually with Kate, and I also had the other law firms, they had a partner from their firm, and they ask you a few questions. It was really chill, so again, nothing to stress about. And I think just be honest, think about what skills that you can demonstrate and what experience you've had that will make you stand out. And then should you be successful from that, you'll be invited to some work experience. And I have to say, Leah, I'm sure you'll agree, even if you're not successful, just actually coming along to lots of different law firms and seeing how they run and getting an understanding, it's really valuable. So during that, you'll try out some different departments, you'll get to meet us. It was really nice, a sentence. We went for lunch in the park when we were together and meeting the other candidates, and then fingers crossed you'll be successful and you'll get an offer.
So just some additions for me in terms of qualifications. You must have achieved or be predicted to achieve at least ABB at A level or equivalent, as well as a minimum of 5 GCSEs or equivalent, including maths and English, grade C / 5 or above. Sabrina mentioned complete the online application form. You can find the link. Leah, what's the website address?
The website address is www.sintons.co.uk.
And we need you to complete this by the 26th of February this month. So you've got a few weeks, but you do need to generally get on that, okay? So deadline's 26th of February. If you are successful at that stage, you'll be invited by the NISA Consortium of Law Firms to a recruitment assessment on the 10th of March. We have the date for that already. Firms will then shortlist candidates for assessment at their individual firms. And if you are successful at that point, you'll be invited into Sintons for assessment day. And that's likely to be the 19th and 20th of April. So that's assessment days then, isn't it? If you're successful, you'll be offered employment. Hopefully you won't be
climbing a mountain
on the 26th of April, where we would need you to accept by the 2nd of May 2020, and that is to start at Sintons 12th of September 2022. Okay, so as we start to wind down, the reason Leah hasn't laughed at that is because we've recorded this bit about 4 times now and it probably isn't as funny. But as we start to wind down, Leah has been threatening us with the left field question. Leah, let's have it.
So our left field question today is, would you rather have a mullet or a perm? Ooh. Now, mullets seem to be quite trendy at the minute. Not sure if perms are so much. I'm going perm.
Yeah, no, I'm going perm.
I don't know about you, David.
Well, I've actually had both.
And now you've got none.
And now I've got none. Thank you, Sabrina. Which did I prefer at the time? Mm-hmm. I have to say, I think I quite liked the perm. It was undershaved to the top. Oh. I thought it looked quite good at the time.
It sounds amazing.
Rocking it.
Well, we're talking about 1991, mind.
Oh, just yeah. The year before you left school.
Absolutely. So, no, I think I'm going to go with the perm.
Perm,
okay,
yeah,
so on that note, and after the usual humiliation that I undergo whilst doing these podcasts, we're going to say goodbye for today. Our next episode, which we're actually going to be recording in 8 minutes' time, Leah, is with Charlotte Gunn, who is a first-year trainee solicitor here at Sintons. So we hope you can join us for that. Just wanted to make mention and thank you really for the amount of people who have been listening to this podcast series. Last week we had the highest podcast listens across our entire channel of something over 50,500 listens. We've got about 230 podcasts, but we had such a phenomenal response last week to the podcast series, and particularly to the Trainee Times podcast series. So we generally do appreciate it. We don't take it for granted. It is a staggering amount of people that are listening to what we do, so we thank you for that. Stay safe, everyone. Thanks once again for listening. We will see you for episode 9. Thank you to Sabrina for being with us and telling us all about you. Thanks to Leah for actually turning up for this one.
Oh, the audacity.
And we'll speak to you soon.